Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's 1 o'clock on Monday, January 20th. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, yes. Celebrating the life and accomplishments of probably our country's greatest civil rights advocate ever. Today is also Inauguration Day. Looks like Capitol Hill is clearing out. Let's hope everything is safe and happy for all those that are celebrating.
I'm just saying, ask you one thing. Everybody wearing regular suits walking outside, right?
Yeah, no coats.
They talking about somebody moving inside. It was going to be some crazy.
The people that are outside look cold, though. Maybe they subscribe to your theory, B. Never wear a coat in the cold because you're not going to be outside that long.
There you go.
Dude, I tried that in Detroit. I didn't really bring a coat. Not the best move. Because
you got outside long.
Well, I couldn't get close enough to the damn stadium that I had to walk like 10, 15 minutes. It was so cold. There's a lot of history today, a lot of things to celebrate, but in our universe, in the universe of the B. Mitchell Finley program, the fact that the Commanders are in the NFC title game for the first time in 34 years is by far the top of the list.
And you know the first time I thought about the college playoff tonight?
10 minutes ago?
When you told me about it. I had totally forgotten about that. I am so engulfed in this team playing so well and doing what they're doing. I totally forgot about that.
Cool, because we got plenty to discuss.
Yes.
Yo, you know what I haven't thought about once?
What?
The first round draft pick.
Nah.
Although I do keep waiting for Doc Walker's mock draft. I don't know why he hasn't sent it yet.
That's KS.
I don't know why he hasn't sent it yet.
That's KS, man. That's not Doc.
You want to see an awesome text message? So I texted Doc over the weekend. We were in Detroit, and this is me just being a punk. I texted Doc Friday at 10:15. Hey, how's the mock draft coming? He replied Saturday morning, the Raiders are interviewing ex-Commanders and Panthers head coach Ron Rivera for their head coaching duties. Touche, Doc. Touche.
There you go.
B. Mitchell Finley is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you. If it ain't Rude, Bri,
it ain't right.
Plus, if you're driving around on Sunday, we're going to be live all damn day for this NFC title game. Coverage starts live on 106.7 The Fan at 9 a.m. You can listen to the game here, Westwood One coverage. Westwood One does a phenomenal job broadcasting NFL games, and we'll have post-game with the DOC.
Yep.
Going to be dope. But as we do.
I went on with Doc before the game.
Okay, Doc did pregame maybe?
Yeah, I did like a three-something hit with him.
Okay. I did.
It was fun.
I did 7:30 with Denton and Linnell from the press box.
I was sitting in the lobby.
All right.
Of the hotel.
We got an Amazon driver in Laurel on line 6. Hello, sir.
What's
or
up,
ma'am.
Brother?
How do you do?
Hey, guys. How's everybody today?
Oh, we're good, man. How you doing?
Let me turn this heat down for a second. I'm doing great. First of all, I want to apologize to anybody I delivered to Laurel on Saturday. I was in a little hurry to get back from the game, so package might not be in an optimal position.
It's cool with me, dude. Just throw them out the truck.
It's all good.
I mean, I slowed down a little bit, you know? But you know what?
I think back to my newspaper delivery days. I know what you mean.
There you go, B-Mitch.
So appreciate
Saturday, I started off, you got to wear your Amazon uniform. Once I got out on the street, I put on my B-Rob jersey. And I tell you what, everybody must listen to this show because I'm riding down the road and people are slowing out, rolling on their windows, yelling out, why not us?
Why not us?
Hell yeah.
You know who texted me why not us today? Hey, thank you, brother.
God bless you.
Appreciate you, baby.
Rev T out here motivating the people.
There you go, baby.
You know who texted me why not us today? Our guy Protha.
He said the same thing to me.
Good morning, why not us? 60 minutes away, baby. Drew on line 2. What up, Drew?
I'm just overwhelmed today. So that game yesterday was great. But I was trying to think about how to think about this, and my word for the day is and. You know, it's we said this early, JP. We can rebuild and win at the same time. But we could also remember the past greatness of this team and look ahead at what's coming, right? I mean, I can remember going with my dad and mom, but now Alex coming up this Friday, so Jerry and I can go to the Eagles game. So, you know, and Saturday was great, awesome win in Detroit. That place was rocking. And we're not done yet, and we still got to go beat the Eagles and get to New Orleans and win that one, you know. And you take all these ands in, and it really can fill you up and kind of just – it's just amazing. So, you know, love you guys, love the show, love this team. This is a historic weekend for us, and we're not done yet. So
I love that.
You guys in Philly and New Orleans, guys.
Keep Drew, it going, man. Keep the ands going, baby.
Drew, I'm
going
to give you an and. You were in Tampa and Detroit, and because of travel schedules and lots of stuff, I wasn't able to meet up for a drink. Saturday night, I'm going to do a show live from 7 to 8, and assuming I can find you guys after, I'm up for a drink in Philly.
That's a good way to start celebrating Sunday, man. We got to win in Philly. And all the Washington fans that are listening should make that. We got to take over the link.
Ooh, that's
going to be a hard move right there.
Order, dog. Like storming the beach in Omaha. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, JP, I'll see you Saturday.
All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah, you can go to Chickie and Pete's. Go to Chickie and Pete's.
I don't know where we're – it's pretty dope, actually. Channel 4 is all in.
You said in Weston, right?
Yes. Is there a Chickie and Pete's downtown?
No, this comes straight up Broad Street. It's only about 3 miles, 2 or 3 miles.
Well, that's an interesting thing because – we're going to do a live all ears Saturday night from 7 to 8. So we're going to have a live hour-long show previewing the game the next day on Channel 4.
It'll take a whole hour for your ears to finish the show.
It's a lot of ears.
Oh, yeah.
But I think location is still TBD. So we could be down by the stadium, which wouldn't surprise
me.
Chickie and Pete's is right there. So you might be on to something.
Right, get you to reach out. If you're going to do it, I'll reach out to Pete early.
Okay, we'll do.
That's the only way you're going to get in on a damn Friday night.
Well, I don't know that they're going to want a whole gang of Burgundy and Gold fans showing up.
Money is green, right?
Money is green.
There we go.
Maybe we could do the show there.
Your lack of your money is still good.
Would they want to do a TV show there?
Never know with Pete.
Okay. That's just something because
I'll give you nothing to call him and talk to him.
You know what I don't necessarily want to do?
What? Be outside?
Be outside for an hour.
You don't want to have to wear that thick jacket, I understand.
Line 3, Drab's favorite caller, Co from the Foe. What up, Co?
What's up, man, on this Victory Monday, man? Woo!
Woo!
Hey, one question. Side note, man, I've been on hold for a long time. You just threw me off. Hey, JP, did they call that show All Ears because of you?
Have you never seen JP's ears?
I don't know how they came up with the name, Co.
But I'm just saying that the network go ahead and coordinate that with JP. That's all I want to know.
No, JP named the show.
If you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of, Co?
Yeah. It is there, man. But look, look, I called it last week, man. I know y'all remember my call, B-Mitch, but I told you what had to be done to go in there. We had to go in there and do what? Punch him in the mouth.
There you go.
You did.
You did say that.
In that first hand, though. Fowler came around that edge. Aya! There go. We got that pink chick from Q Dog with Luvu Do. Aya! Put him on a sideline blue tent. We didn't care nothing about him. It was all clean within them lines. We kept punching them out. And by fourth quarter, they was ready to give it up, baby. It's just that simple. Now, I was way confident in Tampa Bay. I was confident in Detroit because Detroit ain't never been nowhere. They never done that. Now, this we going up the street to see our big brothers. We know what it's about up there. We got to take the same mindset. And we go up there and play four quarters of hard-nosed football like we've been doing the last eight quarters. I'm all right with the outcome, man. You know, because I'm going to give Philly his credit. But credit is due. That's our big brother. And for real, instead of trying to emulate Detroit, we're really trying to emulate them because Detroit, they ain't going to do nothing. They ain't had this playoff first. I'm daggone hyped up, man. I can sit here and talk to y'all forever about this crew. I'm happy to be a fan. Man, I can't wait, man.
Thank you, Co. Appreciate you, buddy. We're going to keep the phone lines going. TJ is in D.C. TJ, what up, man?
Hey, Mitch, what's good, fellas?
Chillin', babe.
Hey, man, I want to give some credit pie to the whole Redskins organization, the true fans, the affiliates, all of it. We deserve this. But I also want to give consolation prize to Ben Johnson for not getting that job and to the Chicago Bears for leaving JD on the table for us. Appreciate you guys for that.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, dude. You know what?
Hey,
this right. popped up on my Twitter this morning, B. And I want to give him credit because you and I have knocked some of his takes and certainly some of the suit colors he wears. Orlovsky, a video was circulating from about a year ago, mid-February. Orlovsky came out and said, I would take Jaden Daniels number one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, he was right about that.
He was right about that one. And I'm not ready to count out Caleb. Caleb, if you could figure out Chicago, which I'm not sure is quite doable, but if you can, I'm not saying that's a broken organization. But Jaden is that dude.
Yep.
Let's go to Alex in Rockville, line 5. What up, Alex? How you doing, bud?
Hey, JP, B. Mitch, what a day. Listen, I've been reminiscing about this whole season, right? Been a longtime fan, you know, been in the area since 82. When I compare the season to the Super Bowl runs, the 4 Super Bowl runs, you know, those were dominant teams. They weren't on this roller coaster ride that kept you on the edge of the seat. And the thrilling performance from Jedi 5, it's surreal. I can't get over how poised and good he is. But what stood out to me this weekend, when I was watching the Ravens game yesterday, they have two great running backs, one unbelievable running back, and they wouldn't run the ball. And then when I look at the game that Kingsbury called, man, they were committed to that run. In the fourth quarter, in one of the drives, they ran it 6-7 times down their throats to seal the deal. I think this is just an incredible ensemble of staff, of people who have just come together and made this thing something really, really special. I've never seen it. I'm enjoying it. It's a thrill. I had a gut feeling they would win against Detroit. I have a gut feeling they're going to win against Philadelphia. God knows what happens if they win this week, but we're in a good spot. I'll take my quarterback, our quarterback, against any one of those guys, those three other teams, any day of the week.
Go.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all.
Buddy.
Why not us, baby?
Great call. I will say, maybe we'd look at the other games tomorrow, but that Ravens-Bills game last night was wild. Derrick Henry getting 16 carries, dominated the third quarter, and then they got away from him. But when they went for two, the first time they went for two, not at the end, but the first time, and they motioned Derrick Henry out of the backfield. My wife said to me, why? I will not understand. Maybe you go play action. I'm not saying you have to run it right there, but why motion him out of the backfield?
He should be getting the ball.
I think so too. But
making you think he's going to get the ball.
He definitely shouldn't be motioned out of the backfield. Let's go to Ryan in D.C. on line 8. Ryan, what up, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a long history with this team going back. I'm 44, fat boys. Used to take care of this team back when I was in the restaurant hospitality, that world. Now I'm watching this one with my 17-year-old son, and D-Mitch, you're talking about emotions. Watching that game Saturday night, my voice is shot. And we were at a sports bar and just screaming, watching his reaction to what was happening on the TV and on that field will be something I'll always remember it. It's something I've looked forward to since landing in Virginia at the end of 95 when I was 15. I remember the mention that 91 squad beating the Bills when we were living in California, stationed at the Naval Postgraduate School. It's been a hell of a ride. And like everybody else has said, there's something special about this crew and this team that hasn't been felt in a long time. And I tweeted you, JP, that it feels like that second Gibbsway around there's that hype about it, but there's something else on top about it. And this run, regardless of what happens on this next game coming up, I'll always remember this run. It's been so fun for us, and I appreciate y'all and what y'all cover and everything y'all do on the radio and JP on the TV. And I appreciate you guys. Y'all have
appreciate
fun
today. You, bro. Thank you.
Hi, man.
But here's what we're not doing. Everybody should be thankful and appreciative, and this is awesome. But this ain't over, and we're not talking about it in any sort of past tense. It's been an incredible, incredible two games. But there might be two left. There's definitely one left. And I, for one, just can't. Dude, B, we haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. I thought Kingsbury was so freaking good Saturday night. The script to come out early. Because think about it, they went right down the field both times.
Yeah.
And I know they got stopped on the fourth down. Clearly there was something funky on that play. I also think the spot sucked, and it was a first down anyway. But Kingsbury, we talked about Joe Witt and them generating turnovers and DQ overseeing all these things. I thought Cliff, in this playoff run, has been fantastic.
He has been.
And the caller right there, I think it was Ryan, said, you know, I remember that Joe Gibbs 2.0 run and how exciting that was, and this one feels different. It feels different because you got a stud quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And in Washington, that hasn't been the case in a very, very long, long time.
Long time.
It's crazy to think about what is. I'm a huge believer that the notion that opportunity knocks is true and utter BS. Opportunity does not knock. Life is not about the people that wait around and expect life to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about seeing an opportunity and kicking the MFing door down. And that's what this Washington team is doing.
Hey, the thing about it is once you're there, you don't have to say, oh, I got to wait till next time. No. If you're already there, become who you want to be.
There were two teams on the field in Detroit. One of them was going to win.
There you go.
There was no rule against
it
being the road team.
Why not you make it?
Why not us?
There you go, man.
Rev T, why not? Getting a ton of tweets of people that are watching the show and listening to the show. Appreciate y'all.
No.
Obviously, it's a ton of fun right now knowing Washington's going to Philly with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, you get to go play your division rival that you split the series season with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, Brian, as a player, could you ask for much more than that?
Nope.
Just the opportunity, right?
All you want is opportunity. Many people never get that. I think that right there does it for you. If you get the chance to go do it, you can do some amazing things with just an opportunity, because there are those who don't think you're supposed to be there, and you make sure that you prove them wrong. Let them find out.
Totally. F around and find out.
There you go.
We've just been doing phones because, to me, today's just about fans, honestly. Like, there's so much for us to examine as we get into Philly week, and we'll be in Ashburn Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to get Philly people on the show all week. We got Daryl Green coming on the show this week. Santana Moss coming on the show this week. It's going to be a huge week. But today, even though the game was Saturday night, is about, yo, they went to Detroit and nobody thought they'd win. And Vegas had them as the biggest underdog on the board. And they kicked Detroit's
ass. How much
money
do you think Vegas lost on that one?
I think they made a lot. I think everybody bet Detroit.
They did? With that big of a spread?
Because otherwise they would have moved it down. Mm. They moved it down late because people started betting the Skins. Mm. Let's go to Chris in Occoquan. Chris, you've been to every home game this year?
Every home game, 12 rows back from the 45. Got super lucky moving my seat the year Snyder sold. And first and foremost, B. Mitch and Finley, I've been listening. I'm born in 86. You guys are the beginning of this. When Chad Dukes got replaced by you guys, we have the best radio show in all of sports, and that's you two. And all I can say is, guys, I started in Tampa this year. I flew down by myself, went and saw my mom on her birthday, took the L on the chin, didn't stop. My girlfriend, no lie, from Poland, we're planning on going to Bourbon and Beyond Festival. What's Monday? Monday night, Cincinnati. I didn't get to go to RG3 Saints game. My dad and my brother went. And that's all they talked about. I went to the Cincinnati game. That's when I knew. That's when I said 12-5. That's when I said 12-5. Guys, what we are experiencing is what our Finley, this is what our parents had. And now, oh my God, a chance to go to Philly? That's who we want. We didn't want the Rams. We want Philly. We want their fans to know we want Hurts, and I want Hurts healthy because you've got to beat Goliath. If we beat Goliath, it's destiny. It's done. It's in the books. We're going to take it. All I can say is this year's been a dream. Last year was an absolute nightmare. I've been going to games since my whole life. My dad worked for Budweiser. I was blessed enough to get to go to a million games. I'm blessed Love enough that. To be able to do this now. To just go through all that, to go through loss after loss after loss, hopes, nothing. And we get a rookie? We get Josh Harris? We get this buying group? We get Dan Quinn, who comes in with a staff, not just a little playbook? And I'm telling you right now, Cliff ain't going nowhere next year. He loves the kid. This is like the Lions of last year. They're going to stick together for just a little bit because what we are experiencing is magic. And nobody has ever experienced a rookie quarterback who can put a team on his back without a top five defense. Roethlisberger and Flacco, they were riding some of the best defenses we've seen in history. And don't get me wrong, this defense is starting to gel. That Lattimore addition, we watched Lattimore get a full week of practice, and what did we see? We saw Lattimore ball out.
Difference,
we were able to see the defense adjust to the run because we don't need to have so many corners on DBs on the field. Saquon's going to get his yards, but, man, they ain't getting tutties. They're going to get field goals. I'm telling you, we're going into Philly, guys. We're winning it. I love you guys. Best sports radio in the freaking world. I love you guys.
Thank you,
Let's
brother.
Freaking go.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Thank you, man.
That's what, emotion right
what
there.
What a call, bro. Right there, man.
That listen, bro. That he feeling that, man, and that's something that's been around. He been wanting to talk about that for a while, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff. Dude, that is real. That is very, very real, and I think he's speaking for a lot of people, man. And, hell, we did the thing. When did you know they were legit? For me, it was Cincy. Mm-hmm. I was watching, I don't know what it was some like, oh, dude, you know what it was? It was PFT Commenter made his own hype video for the Detroit game. Did you watch that?
Nah, I haven't watched it. I saw somebody had talked about it earlier.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. I think I dropped it in the thread over the weekend, but you were doing the and he showed the Monday Night Football game, the highlight on Monday Night Football. And that throw to Terry, there have been so many throws this year. Obviously, the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the throw to Diami in that Detroit game.
That was
so
sweet.
Many. The first deep shot they hit to Terry in the Tampa game, there's so many of them, right? But that throw to Terry in that moment on Monday Night Football against the Bengals was so electric that it may be a defining. I mean, honestly, and this might sound stupid, but the deep shot I remember in my brain the most – Monday Night Football, or maybe it was Sunday Night Football, against them in the Meadowlands against the Giants when y'all started undefeated, mm-hmm. but had really struggled against the Giants, and Rip hit Gary Clark deep for that touchdown off play action. Mm-hmm. And, like, that is just permanently ingrained in my brain. That touchdown throw to McLaurin has entered that territory in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not a lot of territory in my brain that still functions at a high level. So for me to have those two in there is pretty important, man. Yo, this is your day. Phones are open all day. Fred is in Bristow. Fred, what up, man?
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm 74 years old. I've been a fan of Washington since 62. And I'll tell you, this just brings back the memories of the Cook years when they owned the team. Back to Theismann and Jurgensen, Kilmer, all those guys. And back then, you always had a feeling that we were going to go somewhere. Every year, we had a chance. And I never thought I'd get that feeling again before I died, especially when Snyder took over. And I'll tell you, the change, it's been, this season is like a perfect storm, literally. I mean, everything had to come together to make what's happening happen. And you'd asked, I don't know if it was you or Grant and Danny, whether or not I had high confidence in the win against Detroit. And back then, last week, I said, yes, I do. And you asked, well, what has to happen for them to win? And I said, it's not one player. It has to be every player on that team has to stand up and play mistake-free football. And they did. They did it as a team. They've done it all year as a team. They're clutch as a team. And I have no doubt that they're going to beat Philly and they're going to win the Super Bowl, and we will have the first rookie quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. I think they're destined for that. I literally do. And the feeling that we have right now as a fan that I have is one I never thought I'd have. And all I can say is,
all right, baby.
Appreciate that. That was great.
Good calls today, bro.
Yeah, dude. You and I have maintained – I thought they would win in Tampa. I thought they could win in Detroit. It's Monday, and I don't want to start counting chickens, and I'm not trying to, like, fight with anybody in Philly. I got to do a Philly radio hit, TV hit later on this evening. I think they're going
to
win.
Yeah.
Like,
listen, man,
I think they're going to win.
And it's not a stretch, and it's damn sure not – just talking trash or being dismissive, but if this team haven't given you confidence over these last, let's just say, from the beginning of the year, yes, but the last eight games in a row, the way that they played, they closed out six in a row in the last play, they went to the playoffs and they basically have dominated. If you don't think they have a chance, then you're not really a fan.
Are you
a fool, one or two?
Or you're just too nervous, whatever. All right. I don't know what's going on. Line three is Bobby in Alexandria. I don't know what the commentary means here. So, Bobby, what's up, man?
What is happening, guys?
What's
Hail
up?
To the Commanders, and I am over the moon and have been all season long. But I remember back when you were messing with B-Mitch about the tutu, and I'm just wondering, if we get to the Super Bowl, would you take 1980-style earrings and clip them on your ears and do a segment?
Huh?
You want me to put some hoop earrings on? Or
No, he going to wear a tutu. I had on like sweatpants. He said he going without the sweatpants.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to wear a tutu without the sweatpants?
Yeah.
Yeah, just my drawers.
That'll do.
I'll wear a leotard.
He said, that'll do.
I remember he was ragging on you. B. Mitch, he was ragging the whole time. And then I was like, maybe he should put on some big, giant 1980s hoop earrings. And then, you know, even the score.
I'll get some tights. But like there's a ballerina, right? So would I be a ballerino?
I don't know.
I haven't taken
no ballerina.
Where do I get ballerina tights?
No ballet with me, bro.
Thanks for the call, bud. Landfill, you could Google that. Wherever I get ballerina tights.
No tights.
Ballerino
you
tights.
You got the legs out there. Go with it, baby. Legs.
I think I'd have to do some manscaping before I could just let these legs loose.
We do not care. We know what you said, and we're going to hold you to it.
We got to make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. Grant and Danny coming on at 2. Bro, I got at least three buddies of mine have sent me screenshots of Super Bowl bets they put in on the Skins. And now all the websites, FanDuel, ESPN Bet, DraftKings, they're all offering them cash out offers.
Big and ones?
I mean, four
you know
figures.
How big the deal? Hey, man.
Yo, and to a man, my boy Lee, he's like, I was like, what's the number that you'll listen to? He's like, the full amount. Like, they're letting it
ride. I got Mark. Mark has like two or three of them down there.
Bro, I also wanted to be sure. I don't remember the name. Landfill, maybe you remember the name. But so many people have responded about the dude that called in and was clearly emotional. Talking about his dad working with Budweiser.
That was real emotion there, bro.
I've never heard this, but this is – I got a tweet from Scotty G. He said, that caller should go into the Call of Fame.
We
got to
get that.
That's a Call of Fame call right there, man.
Landfill, we got to get that. And put, when you bring it like this, you could get into this select group.
Do you know, Landfill, do you remember what that dude's name was? I think Ryan. We got one last caller on the line. That was Chris. Okay. Chris, you're in the Call of Fame, bro. We need to hear from you next week. Last call of the day. Ray is in Northeast D.C. What up, Ray?
What up, Ray?
What up, fellas? Look, oh, man, I waited. I'm glad I got through. Look, I know Inauguration Day is the day, but ours was last year when we got that new staff in here. That was our real Inauguration Day, but we got a brand new regime and got out that awful regime we had before. But real quick, had y'all thought about this? I don't know why it hit me at like 4 in the morning, but it did. This is eerily, and I just tweeted this to you, JP, but this is eerily similar to that Aaron Rodgers run that he had in his second year, except for his Jaden's first year. First game, they won it. The second game was on the road, and they blew out a high-seeded team. The third game, they're going to a division rival against an injured quarterback, right, and a young guy. And then if they do that, they go on and win the Super Bowl. It looks almost exactly like that. And I'm hoping history plays out that way because Jaden's doing it a year earlier because I think he's better. He's a better person, a better leader. But I think we got a shot, fellas. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Right, bro.
And, hey, keep the show going. The show is amazing.
Thanks,
man.
Buddy. Dude, hell yeah, they have a shot.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's nothing they have more than a shot.
No need, if we didn't believe they had a shot, I don't think I'd be sitting there talking and feeling like I'm feeling because they
only
have
two teams playing.
I believed early, but they have made me even more of a believer.
I got something for you, B.
What you got?
Adam Peters, general manager of the Washington Commanders,
mm-hmm.
has been in 5 of the last 6 NFC championship games.
Damn.
How about a fellow by the name of Nick Allegretti?
Mm-hmm.
It was a 7th-round pick in 2019. In his entire NFL career, he's only been in conference championship games.
Wait, he was with
Kansas City. Some of that stuff matters, bruh. Man.
And Nick played.
Yo,
he played on a Saturday night, bro.
Tough as nails, dude.
Yep.
Tough as nails. We got a college football title game tonight. Let's make some bets.
Do we?
All righty. It's a new week. New week, new us.
Totally.
No Jeff. Jeff's 0-1. Should we give Jeff a break because he's actually sick this time?
Nope. 0-1. That's the rule. You're not here. I won't care. We'll make no excuses.
All right. Sorry, Jeff.
Some people play injured.
Yeah, that's right. Some people play hurt.
And, some people don't.
All right. White Brian, lead us off, buddy.
Travion Henderson to score a touchdown.
Who? That's the Buckeyes running back, right?
Yep.
Okay. Landini.
Do they have the receiver to score a touchdown?
What's his name? Smith?
Yeah.
I'm sure they
number
do.
Number 4. That's his number, right? 4?
Yeah, Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith. I'm going to take him. And what's the point spread?
8.5. Buckeyes.
Give me Notre Dame.
Ooh, you like the Irish tonight.
I'm taking the +8.5.
Are you at all – do you remember that Notre Dame-Bama title game?
Yeah.
Back when Saban had that cooking?
That.
I took Notre Dame in that game, and Bama beat the hell out of them.
I also remember Ohio State playing Michigan earlier this year.
That's true. That's true. Landini, what do you like?
Ohio State.
Me and
the – -8.5? Landville, are you taking money line?
Nah, you can't take the money line. The money line's probably -3.
-8.5. Okay, good. Landville, you're going against me, you're going to lose.
Well, then I am too. Me and the professor
both
taking the
lose.
Buckeyes tonight. B taking Notre Dame. White Brian.
I'm talking to Sister Ann down in the French Quarters.
Listen, if my priest is listening, I took Notre Dame. But the real people listening. I will say this, and this should make you nervous. Jeff's been betting on Notre Dame every step of the way.
But he's not here this week, today. He did me a favor by staying on.
Yo, absolutely awesome day. Thank you to all the callers, man. B and I talked about it this morning. Like, we just wanted this to be a day to celebrate. Tomorrow, all eyes on Philly. Thank you to Charlie Batch for joining us. Sunday's going to be wild, man. Me and B will be on in and out on these pregame shows. I just think it's a testament to what this station recognizes what football means in this city. The game's at 3. And we're on the air at 9.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's it, baby.
I love it. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to Charlie Batch. Tremendous, tremendous conversation with Charlie Batch. We got a packed show tomorrow. To my understanding, we were able to book Chris Russell. Grant and Danny coming your way.
I hope he's back, man.
I hope so, too. I think he's on a bus in Toledo. Grant and Danny coming your way. Next, you made it this far. I owe you a beer.